Gufa, Koshchen, Lamaila, Sveikov. So that's Psha in Mishnah and Tyrus. The Mishnah and Tyrus that says, Stam Naziris Lokil, goes according to Rab Leza. The Madach, when a person is only being Makdish his money, that doesn't mean so much to him. Still, Menas Sofik, he means to include the Kfi also. A Sofik, he also means to include. So, of course, when somebody makes a nether upon him, Loiman, if you hold that you do not mean to include your animal is mutter, for sure, when you're putting an issa of something negated to you, that you can't eat this food right now, Menas Sofik, you don't mean to put the issa upon you. So, now that's the Machloikis, Reb Leza and the Rabbonin. Omalay Abaye, Abaye says, Pamaya kimta lasafu naziris lokil. Who do you want to say that this Mishnah in Tahiris goes according to? That there the Mishnah says, Safu naziris, you could go lakula. You want to say, Kirebi Leza? It goes according to Rebbe Leza Shita. If so, Ema Sefer. What is the Sefer of that Mishnah in Tahiris says? The Sefer of the Mishnah in Tahiris says like this. Ema Sefer, let's see the Sefer over there. Says over there, Safik Becharis. If somebody has a Safik, whether this animal is a Bechor or not, you have a Sofik if it's the firstborn or not. Echad b'chari adam, whether it's a question of the firstborn of a person. The echad b'chari behema, whether your own animals and you have a Sofik if this is the first animal that came out of the mother's stomach or not. Bein temeya, bein tera, whether the animal is tor, that there be a shayla of a carbon involved. Bein temeya, whether it's a behema temeya. In alokharis ha-moitzim echver olav araya. As Menas Sofik, you don't have to give it to the Kayin. Menas Sofik, it has no Kedusha, this animal. Rather, we say, HaMoitzim Mechaber Olav Araya. The Kayin that wants to be able to take away the Bechor, we say he has to bring a proof. Because Vaisa is called the Sofik in money. Whether this animal has a Din Bechor on it or not, does the Kayin have a right to get it or not? That's the clown. For your mumness, we say, HaMoitzim Mechaber Olav Araya. Like the Ran says, to go and sheyol the zochor in a cave. The case is they gave birth to twins, a boy and a girl. Then you do eiza hoitzi roisha rishon. We don't know which one came out first. Did the girl came out first? Then there's no din bechor here. Did the boy come out first? Then there is a bechor here. So if it says over here that minas safik, you don't have to give the money, or the kohen can't come and take it. We say hamoitzi mechaveri yolav araya. For Tony Aloba, we learned on this year though, the asurim begizav avoida. But it says at the end of the Mishnah, though, that this Sofik Bechor, the animal, the mashal, even though it's a doubt whether the girl, whether the male came out first or the female came out first, still we say the male is also the Giz of Avodah. You have to be noig, true, you can keep it, you don't have to give it to a Kain, but you have to be noig, when a Sofik, maybe it has Kedushas Bechor on it. If it has Kedushas Bechor on it, it's also the Giz of Avodah. Even after it gets a mum, you're not allowed to shear off its wool and use its wool, or you can't work with it. So the Ran says, but Tony Allah, we learned on this, Asura Megizid Avoida, Sefer de Masnis and Gufa, the Sofen of Ziris Lahokil. That Mishnah in Tyrus that says, you want a Zetan according to Reb Leza, that says Sofen of Ziris goes the Kula, Vachi Porch, and the same thing says what? The Minas Sofik, it's also the Gizid Avoida. So here it's a steer now. So Ran explains like this. Bishlei mila muklin la Reb Leza. If you wouldn't have said milachru, what shver is? It's the steer in the Mishnah anyway. What does the God do? What we're saying now goes according to Reb Leza. Stamazle, we have a steer in that Mishnah. The beginning of the Mishnah over there says Sofik nazir shigol kula. You see a Sofik yisur, you go lakula. If you have a Sofik, you have your makabel nazir is upon you. No, not nazir. Yeah, Sofik nazir lakula. We want to say, goes yeah. One second. So you want to say that goes according to Reb Leza. That says over here what? That Hikdash HaSakfi, Reb Leza, Hikdash HaSakfi. Yeah. So the Ran says like this. The Ran says, so Bishlei Milah Mekubin Lach Reb Leza. If you don't want, if you would not put it on according to Reb Leza, like Asher Reisha Sleifa. The Reisha, the Sof and the Zeris Lachil. There's the Reisha over there is not this case of Tyrus. This mission of Hikdash HaSakfi. But it's going back, the ratio of the Mishnah is Sofik Naziris as Lohakil. And then the Mishnah is Zuhof Sofik Bechoris, that it's Asur Megizib Avoida. So Ran says, Tamazoy, they wouldn't have been a steer in those two, the ratio to the Sefer. If not for Reb Leza. Mishum the goof lo Ma'alin Shal HaSveika. I would tell you a chilek, that the goof of the person was the Sofik, if you a Makabal, you made yourself into another or not. To put an Isra upon yourself, people don't do it Minas Sofik. So therefore, Sofik Nezirus is Lahokil, because on yourself you don't put Isurim. Mashenkin over here, Sofik Bechayrois, there it's not you, it's your animal. Maybe on the animal, there may not Sofik, we do put Isurim. So the ration is safe, it wouldn't have been a kasha. But just if you want to say no, now that the Pshat from Sofik Nezirus Lahokil goes according to Reb Lezer, that Reb Lezer says even by Mamoinoi, if you makdish your animals, you do not mean to be makdish a kvi. So you see, even your money, also in a suffix, you don't go to chumra. So then it's a steer in that Mishnah. How could the end of the Mishnah say, if you have a suffix b'chor, the halacha is that we say it's osu b'gizu b'avoida, you go to chumra. I, according to Reb Leza, by your money matters, you have to go to kula. So if you, the way we say now, that at the beginning of the ratio of this Mishnah, of Sofik Nezirus Lahokil, goes according to Reb Lezer, so Reb Lezer holds that even by money, also you go to Kula. Then it's the Sira. How could the end of that Mishnah of Sofik Nezirus Lahokil say that Sofik Bechoros is also Begizim Avoida? Why? So a Malay answered back like this and say, no, there's no Sira. A Malay, Amai Ko Madmis. Maybe there's a big difference. When does Reb Lezer say you go to Kula? That's a Kedusha Bo Ayidei Odom. If a person has to go ahead and be makdish as animals, so we say he only means to be makdish something that's Vadai. His Vadai Behemi means to be makdish. A Kvi, it's a doubtful whether it's called an animal or not, that he does not mean to be makdish. So his money matters. Where he's being makdashit, minasofik, he doesn't mean to be makdashit. So that's the pshat from Sofik Nezirus Lahokil also. Since by Nezirus, you're putting the Yisr upon yourself, Reb Lezer says, whenever you have a doubt, if you mean to put the Yisr, we say you don't mean to put the Yisr. But there's no steer why by Sofik Bechoros, there we say it is also. Because the Bechor is not totally in your Kedusha, a Bechor is born a Bechor. Hashem puts the Kedusha on a Bechor. The first born animal, that's a male, has Kedusha's Bechor. So here you have two first, you know, the twins were born. You don't know which one came out first, the girl or the boy. So therefore, minasofik here, you have to be machmir. So maybe there's no stira. Even Reb Lezer agrees to this. That there's a difference. When you put the yisra upon yourself, you're being mocked to something, or you're making the zeros upon yourself, then we say minasofik from a doubt, you don't mean to put the yisra upon yourself. But mashenken, where it's not a question you're putting the yisra, where it happens by itself, with the Torah puts the Yisr, then you have to go to Chumrah. So for the Yeraitzi, you have to go to Chumrah. That's more answers. Amaiko Madmis Kedusha Bo Mieleo. Like by a Bechor, where the Kedusha comes by itself, Le Kedusha Bo Bideyodam. The Kedusha comes Bideyodam, that's more Kula. There we say, in a Sophic, you don't mean to put the Yisr. So it says, Elo, if Eli Kasha or Kasha. If you want to ask a Stira, this is a Stira I have to ask. Stira is like this. Says Alocha, Sofik Mashkin. If you have a Sofik, if water was Makabal Tumor or not. So Ran says, Sofik Mashkin means could go in Shehoshit Tomei Yodai, a man that's Tomei stretched out his hands. Labena Mashkin, between different jars of water. Then you do him Nogabhen, we don't know if this man that's Tomei touched any jars of Tumor. We don't know. So we have a Sofik if this Mashkin is Tomei. So it says, Sofik Mashkin li Tomei. Tomei. If the doubt is if the mashkin itself was makabel tamei tuma, we say yes, it is tamei. So Rant says kolayma letumas atzmoi to say if it itself is tamei as din lechumra, we have to go lechumra to say yes, it itself is tamei. Mar says though, but letamei achirim. If you want to know now, if this water goes to touch something else, then we say divrei tar. If it's a doubt whether this water now touches something else, is it matama that other thing? We take a go. We say it's tar. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. And it says, Reb Lezer also said like this. So the Chura, you see, Reb Lezer also said like this, that what? That Safik Tumas Mashkin is Takatame. So Kashri is, how could you say, Reb Lezer says, always mina Safik, you always go to Kula. Why do you always go to Kula? Here you see, Reb Lezer says a Safik, if it itself is Makaba Tumma, we go to Chumra. Right, how could you say Reb Lezer is the one that always says Lekula, and here Lechur it says that Rameya says if you have a suffix, if this water was makabel tumer or not, we have to say it's tamei. And it says what? So now, stam the Gemara to Steve, is that true? Is it true that Reb Lezer should say, if we have a doubt, whether a person that's tamei touched this water, whether it was makabel tumer or not, is it true that we should say it's really tamei? Well, Tanya, we learned like this, the Gemara Pesachim we had. Reb Lezer Oimer, Ein Tumis Lamashkin Kolikir. Reb Lezer holds that Midiraisa water cannot be Mekabel Tumah. Midiraisa, there's no Tumas Mashkin. It's only Midirabonin that water, a Mashkin, could be Mekabel Tumah. So the kasher is that if it's only Tumah Midirabonin water, Min HaSafik, it should be Mutar. How could Reb Lezer say if we have a Safik of doubt? If a person that's Tumay touched the water, we have a doubt if he touched it or not. Min HaSafik, the water is Tumay. How could we say that? How can we say the water is tumim in a sulfik? It's only a tumim in the rabbanin. According to Rabbi Lezer, for sure, it should be mutter. Because Rabbi Lezer holds that midiraisa, there's no tumim slamashkin kolikar. And Teda, bring your proof. Sharei heyid yoisi ben yoezer, istereda, al ayil kamsa dochin. One edith that Yoisi ben Yoezer said over was that al ayil kamsa, a certain type of a locust, that dochin is tor. This type of a locust is kosher, you're allowed to eat it. Secondly, he said, V'yamashkin beis mitzvichaya. That means in the base of Migdish, where they used to make the shechita, all the water that was found there that they used to use to clean up the place with is dochin. That water is tor. Even if a mace or somebody touched it, still the water is tor. Now, why is it tor? Because midiraisa mashkin is not makabel tumah at all. It's only midirabonin that mashkin is makabel tumah. It's the old mashkin water that has the power to be matayer people, to make a mikveh out of water. Therefore, water can't be makabel tumah. That's Reb Lezer Shita. It's only midirabonin that water is makabel tumah. So, in the base of Mikdash itself, they didn't make any xeris. So, that's what Reb Lezer said. So, now the question is, how come over here, if we have a suffix, if a tumah touched mashkin, if it's tumah or not, the churah should be a suffik midirabonin, and a suffik midirabonin should go lakula. So Gemara says like this. It's good according to Shmuel the Yom, he says, dochen matam acherim. That's what Reb Lezer said, that mashkin is not makabel tumah, he just meant to say it's not matam, it's something else midiraisa. Abo tumah satsman yeshben. But midiraisa water could be makabel itself. It itself could become tummy. If you learn like Shmuel, then Shapa, then it's very good that Reb Lezer agrees water could be mekabel tumah midiraisa. Just if water is tummy, even if a mace touched water, and the water is a rishon or nava tumah, it can't be matama something else midiraisa. But it itself could be mekabel tumah midiraisa, then it's good. Since water itself could be mekabel tumah midiraisa, so if we have a suffix, if a tumitic person touched it or not, it's a suffix midiraisa, you can go to chumrah. Elo l'rab, but according to Rav, the Yomano, not only is it tor to touch something else, but the Yomadoch in Mamish, that Rav says, or that's what Reb Lezer said, Mashkin is tom is tor. It's not makabel tumah, means even it itself. If a tomatic person touches water, midiraisa, it's tor. It's doch in Mamish. Siv so meikle meimer, how could you say then that Reb Lezer says, Sofik Mashkin is tomah? How, Michael, what can you say? Gemara says, Elo, what you have to answer like this. Hor Reb Yehuda or Reb Shimon. It was known that the Trutzim, the original stira, between one, our Mishnah says, Stam the Durm is Lahachmir, and another Mishnah says, Stam the Zirus is Lahokil, it's a different machlokes, it's not Reb Lezer, but it's totally in Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. The Tanya will learn like this. If somebody says, Hareni Nozir, Im Yesh Bekri Hazem Meyakur. Somebody says, I want to be a Nozir, if my bundle here of wheat, I have meyakur 100 bundles, 100 kur of wheat. If you could count 100 kurs of wheat here, I'm becoming a nozer. What happened was v'holach u'motzo shenignav. When he went home to count it to see if it's there, it was stolen. Oy shav, it got lost. So the kids said, we have a suffix if this person is makabel nazirus or not. We don't know if there really was 100 kur or not. If there was 100 kur there, the guy's a nozer. If not, so what should we do? Reb Yehuda Matir, Reb Yehuda says, "Min Asafik, we go Lakula. We don't know for sure if there was 100 or not. We have to go Lakula." Reb Shimon Oyser, Reb Shimon says, "We go Lachumra." So Melau, Mishnah says, "Tam the Dorm Lahachmir goes according to Reb Shimon that the Asafik is Makabel Nazirus or not. We go Lachumra." And that the Mishnah says in Tyrus that Asafik Nazirus is Lachil goes according to Reb Yehuda. Now, stand the mercy stereo of Rami the Beauty, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, stand the have a stereo in Rabbi Yehuda's. Me, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Is it true that a person doesn't put himself into a doubt? If it's a doubt if the Naziris is chal or not, whether he really has 100 kur there or not, we say with a doubt he didn't mean to do it. Reminu avakasha. Rabbi Yehuda loyme stam truma bi Yehuda asura. Rabbi Yehuda now Mishnah says that in Yehuda, stam truma is also. Since people living in Yehuda is near Yerushalayim, they're used to the truma salishcha. Therefore, if somebody says that this food should be to me like truma, he meant to sell with the kedushas of a kedusha of the truma salishcha. Therefore, it's also. Well, the galu, somebody living far away from Yerushalayim, muteris. Because people living far away in the Galil don't know what it means truma talishcha, therefore they don't mean to say the food should be like kedusha, but rather they mean it should be like truma, regular truma of the field, and that's mutter. Now, taima, what's the reason the ain makirin? Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that in anshe Galil? It's mutter because they don't know about truma talishcha at all. When they say their food should be ketruma, like they mean 100% ketruma the field. But if